Rory, 3 points down here at Shelburne. Difficult night because of the conditions on the pitch, but job done.
Job done. We started the game brilliantly. Had 4 or 5 really good chances in the first half. I know they had a really good chance themselves, but we were the team in the ascendancy, particularly first 20 minutes. We could have been 2 or 3 up. And they come down. Listen, the pitch, maybe you didn't see it on the TV or from the stands, but the pitch was incredibly heavy and it dug up really badly. So we had the one in a different way, and I'm glad we did.
Well, you say that because you know, people will see Shelburne down to 10 men, Derry already 1-0 up, and you know, go for their throat and get 2 or 3, but because of the conditions, you know, that might have been out of reach at times.
We just had to be professional and see it out, and we did that. We showed experience in key areas and got the job done.
And Cameron McJanet back in after a few weeks out with injury and put on a sterling performance again.
Absolutely
tonight.
Brilliant, he was excellent, really good player. I think in Derry, our supporters, our players, staff, we really appreciate him, but I don't think he gets the credit he deserves around the country, and maybe he would if he played for someone down this end of the world.
And just a word on your number 2, Rory, Alan Reynolds. He got a great send-off, if it is a send-off, from the fans here and players, and fully deserved because he's been a great part of your journey through Derry School.
He obviously wasn't here in my first year, he was here last year, and he's been amazing to me as a friend, personally and professionally. He's definitely improved me as a manager, but as I said, there's nothing been confirmed, and we'll talk more over the weekend.
Well, job done here, as you said earlier, but up next, Drogheda, and again a difficult one.
Aye, it's a difficult game, but we're just delighted to win here tonight, and we'll move on to next week full of confidence.